Episode number 279, Camaro Sales Figures.
You know you love it.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Ted Williams. that was the worst impression ever.
Yeah.
No, I'm Jason. And that was obviously a nod to Ted Williams, the now non-homeless guy with the golden voice. And just a cool story.
I saw him on the street in the Detroit area here, he would be doing our podcast voiceovers.
Yeah, and sleeping right on the futon here in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude's voice is amazing.
Too cool of a story. Hope he does well. Hope he doesn't blow it, you know. But
yeah.
But anyway, that's the non-Camaro portion of the Camaro Z28.com podcast episode. Let's get into the guts of it here. Camaro sales figures. This is a big deal.
Yeah. Camaro has outsold the Mustang, as previously indicated that, you know, Ford pretty much said, yeah.
Yeah, the officials, numbers are out.
Yeah. Yeah. But since 1985 now, it's the first time Camaro's actually outsold Mustang, and it was pretty close last year too.
Yeah, it was close.
Even though Mustang had like a 3-month head start, mm-hmm. I think it only outsold it by 1,000 cars or so.
Yeah, it wasn't much, and the Camaro was still selling it at a decent price. And I normally that'd be a bad thing for it to not have great incentives. Yeah, but the Mustang's getting a lot of incentives to move those. So. 1985. Anybody who was around in 1985,
just a good year.
Just off the top of my head, I was thinking we were talking about this before the show started. Rock Me Amadeus was like the number one hit, or it was in the top 10 or whatever. Breakdancing was all the rage. You know, everybody carrying around strips of cardboard and a boombox, and just next thing you know, breakdancing breaks out in the streets, just like gang fighting.
I know.
And then, Back to the Future was
my favorite movie of all time.
Yep, was in the theaters. And that's when the Camaro outsold the Mustang the last time. It hasn't since then.
No,
good
it hasn't.
God.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's cool stuff. Well, congratulations once again to the Camaro team and everybody involved in it. And, of course, the dealers that moved the cars from the showroom to the streets.
And, yeah. And Ford's acting like, well, it's no big deal. Yeah, Camaro outsold us. Yeah, you know, come on. You know, it's a competition.
Yeah.
Camaro's back. And outsold Mustang. There's no way they're just dusting it off their shoulders, saying, "Yeah, you know what? You know, we'll try and get them next year."
Well, they're gonna step up their game.
Absolutely.
If they don't already, maybe they already have plans to, and they're saying, "Okay, you get one." Yeah. You know, we're gonna try. You know, which is good. That's great, because then that means it's just the one-upsmanship is gonna just making things better for the drivers, the owners.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was on Twitter this week. After the sales figures are released, and there are some automotive journalists saying that Ford is quite upset, and they put up a banner at Ford Field that says "Beat Camaro."
No,
yeah, I'm just passing on what they're saying on Twitter.
That's pretty funny. Really?
We all know that Ford sucks and is owning the lion. So I mean, what else are they going to do there?
Otherwise, you know, I was behind. Gosh, I don't even know what Ford it was. They're doing good overall. I mean, they're just doing great. The cars that they're putting out are incredible. And this is also Chevrolet as well, GM. Happy to have things going in the direction they're going in.
Detroit's back on the rise, man.
Yeah. And good thing, too, because that's my new daytime stomping ground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, today started the North American International Auto Show for mm-hmm. the automotive journalists today. And next weekend, it's going to open to the public.
Yep.
So it should be very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what's going on in Detroit this year.
Yeah, good stuff. Hopefully, you know, cool stuff.
I wish I had the sales figures in front of me, but I want to say that Camaro outsold the Mustang by about 7,000 or 8,000 cars.
Wow,
that's what I'm thinking here. I saw them earlier this week, but I don't see the sales figures actually posted.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure I thought they were, but. Maybe. Oh, you know what? They're in the automotive news section. I think. If you want to
click me over there real quick.
Yeah. While you're doing that, let's talk about. Let's see. What else can we talk about here? Oh, quick rumor. Speaking of rumors, there's been some talk about the 2012 Camaro getting the 330 horsepower LFX V6.
Yeah. There's been some talk about that this week.
Neat stuff, yeah. Oh, you got the figures already?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Well,
this is just general?
Well, it says GM was up 7.5%.
Uh-huh.
Camaros sold 81,299 year-to-date. And Mustang sold 73,716 year-to-date.
There's 81,000, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
That was the original 2010 goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You remember that little card they handed out at SEMA?
I saw it just the other day. I was going through my stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody said, they'd be lucky if they get 50,000.
Yeah.
Well, piss off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to get into any more of that. It's going
to
cause heartache and misery.
Or, you know, some crow eating, but yeah, that needs to happen. All right, other things.
Yes.
Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet announces their 2011 Camaro package. They haven't really said too much. They dropped a teaser picture, and this is all on the homepage of CamaroZ28.com.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to just be badass. I mean, it's going to be all black, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, some people are really, really loving the fact that, you know, there's going to be another Dale Earnhardt edition Camaro.
Yeah.
Like back in 2002.
Yep.
Other people think, it's going to tarnish his memory some more, and that it's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah, I'd never own one just because I'm sure it's really cool, but I'm not a NASCAR guy.
Neither am I. Not
a huge Dale Earnhardt fan or anything.
Right.
You know, I understand why he was so popular and continues to be, but hopefully the car will be cool. And man, there's just so many special editions out there. I don't think I've seen a car with more special editions from dealers and small company, or not small companies, but companies and whatnot going forward. In fact, that leads us into the next one.
Yeah.
Berger Chevrolet released a revised press release.
Yeah.
I believe a lot of the data is the same as the previous one, but the pictures are now official. I've never seen Synergy Green look so good.
I know. Is that like the real Synergy Green, or is that a different green?
It looks right to me, but
it
it's probably
really bright.
The best, well, in the sun is the way to get it, and that's probably the best depiction of the color in a picture.
It looks really good. I like the blackout in the back.
If it's not the actual Synergy Green, well, it does look like it in the picture.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. So it looks really good.
Like I said, this all on the homepage of CamaroZ28.com. You should be checking it daily or semi-daily because we're always updating it now. There's a while in the past where we just didn't get around to updating it, but now we do often. So you can even subscribe to it in your RSS reader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just looking at these sales figures for December again.
Uh-huh.
Every single automotive manufacturer out there had increased sale in December except one. Can you guess what automotive manufacturer had decreased sales in December? Something I would never guess in my wildest imaginations.
Mazda?
Toyota.
Good!
Down.
Oh, I mean,
down
2%. I guess not good because there's a lot of American workers, but
it's the only one. Everybody
really?
Everybody else is up.
Wow. How much is it down?
2%.
That's not terrible, but boy, they were growing so fast. I wonder.
Hyundai up 54%.
Ooh. What about Kia? Is Kia in there?
No.
Hmm. I wonder why, if there isn't even a reason why.
Yeah.
Well, let's just keep looking forward to the future. Everything seems very optimistic on the financial front of the economy. Hopefully, we can keep that momentum going.
Oh yeah.
So,
we have the convertible to look forward to this year too.
Yeah. If that doesn't throw the sales figures through the roof again, I don't know what will. So we mentioned, you know, the auto show. The Detroit Auto Show, and Scott Settlemyer has had information on the Philadelphia Auto Show posted.
The F-Bod Father.
Yep, on our website, and that's where you can sign up to be part of a cool Camaro group kind of under his wing. Our buddy, I think it's 99SS is his username,
mm-hmm.
Posted the information, but I'll read it here. Good evening, Camaro comrades, Firebird friends, and Corvette cousins. I like that one. The Philadelphia International Auto Show is just around the corner, and it's become a tradition to welcome you to the show early on Saturday morning so that you can get up close and personal with the various cars and trucks in the GM exhibit. This year will feature the Chevrolet Volt, the Chevrolet Sonic, the ZR1 Corvette, the American Pride Camaro, the Camaro Convertible, Bumblebee, the Camaro not the Autobot, SLP's new ZL1 Camaro, the CTSV Sportwagon, the CTSV Coupe, the Buick Verano, the Buick LaCrosse E-Assist, no laughter from our Canadian friends. The Regal GS and the GMC Acadia Denali, plus the entire lineup of Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC cars and trucks. Saturday, January 29th. You know you love it.
Be there.
Be there. Be there. Nitro Burning Funny Car Sunday or whatever they
Saturday.
Say. It's Saturday. Yeah. We'll meet at the Pennsylvania Convention Auto Center, Convention Center in City. I'm screwing this up. In Center City, Philadelphia. Please plan to be in the meeting room no later than 7:15. And then that gives it, you know, additional information on how to do it. Free breakfast. And there's going to be another club representing another manufacturer in the hall at the same time, so dress to impress. We hope you're able to join us. And then the sign up, the official sign up link is in, I want to say, the Mid-Atlantic Forum.
I'm in there right now. It's in the Middle Atlantic Forum.
Hey, yeah. All right.
And it's stuck right to the top.
That's right. So all you got to do is just post, hey, I'm in, I'm going to be there, and then you can throw your name down, and then that way you'll be on the guest list, and you could, like you said, get in early and get up close and personal with all the cool cars before everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, Ed Birch, 99SS, and Scott Settlemeyer, and, of course, the rest of the team on the auto show circuit for making that happen.
That's real fun. Yeah. Man. I wish they'd do that in Detroit again.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty cool.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, very cool. What else we got going on here? A couple of voicemails. Do we have any voicemails?
Oh, yes, we do.
Well, why don't we work our way through those? What do you think? Got anything else?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, Jason and Chris. This is Brick Phoenix on the boards from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I just calling to tell you I want the damn hat. My very first car was a 1978 Pontiac Firebird. I still have that car. I've had it 21 years now. Repainted it a couple of years ago. I took some classes at the local tech college and did it myself. I also own a 1979 Trans Am. So I'm a pretty big Firebird fan, and I love the hat. Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work.
Cool.
Well, guess what?
It's yours. Do me a favor. Email me directly at Jason, or email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. You have to include pictures of your Firebirds. I want to see them.
Yeah.
Because they sound cool.
You get the hat.
Yeah. And
what
you
was
get
his name? Rick Phoenix?
I think so.
Brick Phoenix?
Red Phoenix? Red Phoenix? I didn't quite hear it.
It was really quick.
But we'll know who you are when you email. And make sure you use the same email as your account on the board.
Okay.
Yeah. So, easy enough. Did we? How many calls did we get about that? A few, or
yeah, I think that this next one might be another person wanting the hat. Let's find
sorry
out.
Sorry if it is. If it's you, sorry.
Hey guys, Bayer here. As far as that meet up at the Oshawa plant this summer, yeah, as soon as you guys get dates, man, don't hold back. That's within a reasonable driving distance for me, so I could probably, you know, make the trip from almost central Connecticut all the way up there. It shouldn't be too bad. And as far as the Camaro getting the interior renovation or redo, I was wondering if, you know, anything else that maybe Jason could say about it. As far as they know, if not, I think you probably would have said all you could already. But, yeah, that's what I was thinking when I rented it. I said that the car feels really solid. I just wasn't 100% sold on the interior. I loved the way it rode and everything. I'd get one, but, you know, I just had a couple issues I really wasn't too fond of, but you know, it's nothing big, but all right guys, thanks, later.
Mr. Bayer Z28 calling in, good to hear from you.
Yeah,
buddy.
What do you say? Oh, the
interior refresh for 2012.
Yeah. What else did he ask about?
Yeah, that was about it.
The BBOMG.
Thinking maybe he'd be able to drive there from Connecticut.
That'd be awesome, and we're very proud to be the host of the official BBOMG forum, as designated by the organizers of the event. There's really not a whole lot of news going on right now because things are just getting formulated, but there are tentative dates in that forum, and you can get to it from anywhere in the left-hand nav of
the dates are set. It's June 10th through the 12th.
Well, they're set as far as we know, but it was hinted at that there's... It's not 100% solid. It's like 99% solid.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, go with what's posted.
There's like 500 people that reserve their hotel room already.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm one of them.
Yeah, me too.
So, I mean, they're just, with an event this big, there's concern that the date may change. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying it could. But I think as we move forward, that'll continue to solidify that. And if I'm speaking out of turn, somebody let me know. But that's what my understanding is. So, again, you can get to it from anywhere in the CamaroZ28.com website. Just hit the link in the left-hand nav that says official BBOMG forum.
Yep.
We will be glad to hang out with you, Bear.
Yeah, definitely. Ready for another one?
I am really ready.
Hey, guys. This is Jonathan Brown out in Old Japan, New Jersey. Digging your podcast. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for your efforts. I look forward to your podcast every week, and can't wait till you can tell us more information about the Z28 with its supposed 556 horsepower motor. Do you think it'll lose any weight? Maybe it'll stay the same weight as it is. And will it cost a base price of $44,900 if you had to take a guess? Anyways, again, thank you so much. Great show as always. Enjoy it.
Jonathan Brown.
Jonathan Brown.
From New Jersey.
Calling
about the Z28 again.
Is this an old email that you're just replaying all
no,
over again?
Swear to God.
All right. No. He's picking our brain again. Let's see here. First and foremost.
Do you think it's going to lose some weight?
No.
Do you think it'll gain some weight?
I think it has to. I mean, if they're using anything remotely similar to the supercharger that I have on mine, which I believe they will be, that thing weighs like 60, 70 pounds. I think I weighed it at 72 pounds. Just the intake and blower unit itself, not counting the intercooler, hoses, fluid, all that. Let me just make this really, really, really clear, because I don't think a lot of people quite understand this who's listening. And Jonathan, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. So there's been always some banter about the weight of the car. There's nothing that can be done in the immediate that will just significantly lighten the car. It would have to compromise safety factors, which would hurt sales figures, or it would have to cost more, which would hurt sales figures.
Yeah.
The car is selling well. A majority of the people that are out there are not concerned about the weight because that's not their number one priority in a vehicle. I know there's people out there that think the number one priority in a vehicle is wheelie bars and a parachute, but there shouldn't be such a hard stance against the Camaro saying that there's something wrong with it because it doesn't have wheelie bars and a parachute. And, you know, a 671 blower sticking out of the hood. And as Scott Settlemyer would continue to say, it gets 72 miles per gallon and costs $29,000.
Yeah.
For two. So is it going to lose weight? The Camaro team knows that weight is an issue. I mean, it is always on a vehicle because even just gas mileage and emissions alone, mm-hmm. you know, that has to be something they take into consideration. So, yeah, they know, they listen, they see everything that we say. They may not be able to talk about it or reply to it directly, but they see it. And, yeah, with the Z28, I would think that they're going to take some measures to do what they can to lighten it up, but I'm not expecting it to drop 500 to 800 pounds or something like that, considering when they're adding at least 100 pounds to it just for the supercharger, if they're going to put a supercharger on it alone. Did I cover all those questions?
I think so.
Good. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple more voicemails here to go, but in the meantime, get your voicemails in because there's a contest going on this month.
Yeah, and we're still doing this.
Yeah, we're going to give it away at the end of this month.
Give what away?
A prize.
Oh, the prize.
Yeah, for voicemails.
I'm like, is there something new? Yeah, we do this. We pick the best one, and hey, we fire it out. Oh, before I push the button on this, I think we have a Department of Corrections.
That's right.
I believe last month we said there were no winners because everybody who had called in December had previously won in the past year. It's one prize per user, per member, per year. Templar Knight made mention that he did indeed call in, and he has not won in 2010. So we're going to investigate that, and we're going to stick to our honor there that if you won it, Templar, it's all yours. So I'll be in touch with you.
Yep.
And anyway, as we were getting to...
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast... Call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we've got a couple more here to go through.
Hey, Chris and Jason. Just got done listening to your podcast. I am a Firebird owner. This is Corey, CR97WS6 on the board. I have a 97 Trans Am WS6. Love that car. But I'll take the hat. Nobody else wants it. I'll take it. And just another thing. I was talking with a buddy here at work the other day, and we were saying if Copo was still around, what would you order on your 2011 Camaro through a Copo order? Would it be a different color that they don't offer? Engine, transmission? I mean, I guess they run pretty much everything, and like the vet that you can get in the Camaro, so I guess that's not really a big deal, but would you change out the rear gear ratio? Would you bump it up? What would you guys do? I'd have to think that Camaro would look pretty sweet in that Daytona gold, or even that intense blue color on the Corvette. And then, Jason, heading up to Tip-Up Town, up there in Houghton Lake, I think it's the 19th through the 23rd is when I'll be up there. So if you're going to make it up to Tip-Up Town this year, I'll be up there that weekend, and we should meet up on the lake. Hope to see you. Take it easy, guys. Bye.
Well, he wants the hat, too.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, you got jacked, bitch.
Sorry, I already claimed, but maybe I got some Firebird.
You called last week.
I got to have some Firebird stuff somewhere else, so I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
But,
Copo,
yeah, nice question. What did he say his username was?
It's Corey. It's, CRW...
Oh, 96WS6 or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta just write this down because I want to keep track. Copo, what would you get, Chris?
What would I get? Oh, God. T-tops? No, I'm just kidding.
Would you get the, would you get a different engine?
Would I get a different engine? How about a supercharger?
Yeah. Would you get a different exhaust?
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you definitely get different exhaust.
Get Petter suspension?
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if Petter's suspension was the, Petter's was the supplier to a package for the Z28, like a track pack, or not Z28, the Camaro in itself, like a track pack type thing that people have been wanting.
That might become a reality. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, since they are an official GM licensed product now from GM Performance Parts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they're,
who knows?
They're good stuff. I like them. I got them on my car and love them a lot, actually. You know, I guess I don't want to, I know I've said this before, but I'd probably just order up what I've already done.
What about deletions?
Like a seat delete and...
Yeah, like back seat delete,
carpet insulation,
radio
delete,
stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know if you could do radio delete because half the crap in the car as far as like your...
You know, the,
like
the
interior
center.
Yeah, well, I guess you could, you know, maybe they could just put a program in that would just be just one choice. You know, you can't adjust it.
Windshield wiper delete.
Yeah, man, that'd be really cool. I mean, I guess if people wanted to buy their car and then send it to me for extra money, I could take all that crap off.
Just get old body in white and just do it that way.
Yeah, that's the thing is times have changed since then. I mean,
it has.
It was easy then just to say, oh, they want this engine. Okay, well, bring the articulating arm over and drop it in, put these motor mounts in, and then hook up the linkage, and it's good to go.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way anymore. Cars aren't built that way. It's a shame. But the color idea would be cool.
It would. I've always liked that it was like a bluish purple that came out. It was on a C4 Corvette.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Always loved that color.
Yeah, it was like a really hypnotic colored blue.
Yeah.
It looked like... you know how like antifreeze is cool to look at?
It's really bright green or orange.
You just gotta look at it and go, "Wow, I want to drink that."
It smells good too.
It's kind of tasty. Yeah, that's a good question. Let's turn that back around to our listeners here. If you guys could order something for your Camaro on a Copo style level, what would you get? And bonus question: how much would you pay for it? Because when the disciples were there, a lot of the things we brought up was met with that question. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say, what else would you like in the car or something like that? I'm just generalizing. It was when somebody would throw out something like, could we have it like this? And the question back, how much would you be willing to pay for that?
Right.
And that's what we pose to everybody.
Right.
We should anyway. When they say, we want this, we want that. How much would you be willing to pay for it? I don't typically get an answer.
I don't know.
Or they just don't.
Usually one of the most expensive options on a car. I mean, when I bought my Equinox, navigation system.
Yeah.
It's always more than a grand or something like that. It's like, geez. You know? But a lot of people like the navigation system, so.
Well, I gotta tell you, if you're gonna put a head unit in a car with navigation, it's gonna cost you that much, a decent one.
Oh yeah. You know, it integrates with the rear backup camera and everything like that.
Yep. Good question, Corey. Thanks a lot. Oh, Tip-Up Town.
Oh.
I plan to be there, absolutely. I mean, the place that I stay at's right on the west side of the lake. Right on the
shore. Is your sled going to be ready?
Both of them.
Yeah.
they're, I don't know if I talked about this yet. They're being worked on by a guy named Jason Price in Gaylord, Michigan. The place is called Priceless Performance. He's pretty much the Linkenfelder of Arctic Cat sleds, okay. Is really the, you know, how I look at it. Really cool guy, really straight shooter, and found a lot of problems that were plaguing my machine since before I bought it. I believe they'll be done in time, and, you know, while he's there, I said, well, since you're fixing these things, you know, how about porting that head? So it's gonna be a ice rocket, man. I can't wait. Hopefully it'll be done. We definitely got to meet up, Corey. Hang out and, you know, do the tip up town thing.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to know what tip up town is, you can give me a call or just search for it,
or just email.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, we've got one more voicemail.
We do.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
It's 2011. I know I can be the voicemail of the month. It's Postal Dave. Guess what I did today? Me and Postal Wifey got.
Uh-oh.
Two new Camaros with heads-up display, with backup sensors, with Bluetooth, and their LT2s. Synergy, fugly green, and red. What was the other color?
Jewel red.
Jewel red. Silver stripes, and I have the blacked-out stripes, and leather, and heated seats. On the adventure for June 10th, we don't know if we will be there, but we would try to get in our plans for vacation to go up to Nanook in the north. Alright, well, it's late at night. We're going to do some marriage maintenance, and we'll be thinking about a new Camaro sitting in the garage, and we'll send you guys some pictures. Are you ready for the loving, honey? Alright, you guys have a great new year. Bye.
Postal Dave.
I'm going to say this right now. If he and the wifey don't show up at the BBOMG event, I'm not going. How about that, Dave? Do you guys want to be responsible for me not showing up?
Especially if they just bought two brand new Camaro. Didn't he just call us last week saying, should I trade my Camaro in on a 2011?
Didn't they call in saying they hated Synergy Green? Is he yanking us? Dave,
I don't know.
Dave, are you guys yanking us?
Yeah.
Or you being here.
Yeah.
Marriage maintenance.
Yeah, gotta love that.
I'm going to use that one. Hey, honey, what's going on tonight? Well, I don't know what you got going on. Oh, I can't wait to hang out with you folks.
If this is real, we definitely need to see the pictures.
Yeah.
Of the cars.
Well, yeah, the cars.
Yeah.
And if this is real, wow. Dave, congratulations.
Yeah. Not once, but twice.
Remind me of your email address, and I'll drop you each a 2010-2011 Camaro Smooth Lock for your new cars.
Wow.
Good luck getting that color to match, though.
Yeah.
But,
wow, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool. Congratulations on a couple of accounts.
Well, that was cool because, you know, the start of 2011, and we had all these voicemail callers this week. This is great.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Put it in the little pod for our contest for the month for voicemails.
You got them written down.
I just brought up our message system, too, for our podcast app that we have in the iTunes store.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in a while, and there are a ton of messages in here.
Let's hear them.
Let's see. The first one that we haven't read here just says, I love the podcast and listen every week. Keep up the great work and love this app.
Nice.
Another says, hi.
Thanks.
Another says, just why?
Because.
Another is blank.
Or why not?
Chris and Jason, you guys rule. Keep up the great work on the show. I can't wait for each episode to come out each week.
Nice. You guys need to leave your usernames, though, so we know who you
this
are.
This one just says LOLOLOLOLOL all the way across. Best Camaro show, bar none.
Is there another one?
Thank you to both of you for everything you do.
Wow, this is really cool.
Yeah. Hello, baby.
Who would that be? Would that be Trixie?
It was a hello, baby.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought it might be Trixie.
Why is this all 2010 plus Carnarla called Z28? What the hell is Canaria?
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There are no fifth gen Z28s. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Here's a picture someone sent us.
Oh.
It says, sup. Oh, it's that blue...
Oh, it's the one from SEMA with the color-changing LEDs,
yeah,
the halos.
It is at SEMA.
Yeah. That was a cool car. We got that in our... Wait a minute. Is that the same picture we took? Did he just resend it to us?
I don't know.
Because it's in the app, I think.
Maybe. Another says, Merry Christmas and Happy Camaro New Year. Chris and Jason, Bill. Jared can.
He left his... Yeah, Bill's a cool guy, man. He makes those trunk, like, graphics kits.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
God, you know, they're just cool. And the price is pretty reasonable on them. I gave him permission to go ahead and sell a few on the site. So
that's
check
cool.
them out if you want, like, a cool car show accessory that'll get a lot of attention.
There's a bunch more messages here, man.
Maybe we should go through the rest of next
week.
I
love the show. Can we get an option on the iPhone app to upload pics of our Z28s to share with everyone? I'm a third and fourth gen fan and love seeing what everyone's doing with them. Otherwise, the iPhone app is awesome.
I would think the board would be good for that. You know, the message board.
Did you write this one?
I don't know.
It says download this bitch.
I don't know.
51 years to get my first Camaro. Worked at the Van Nuys GM plant from 1978 to 1992 building Camaros and waited for the day I could buy one. 30 years with GM now, I'm a proud owner of a 2SS Transformers Edition, well worth the wait.
Did they leave their name?
No.
Listen, if you're listening to this, you need to call us and tell us more about working at the Van Nuys plant. You know,
yeah.
give us like a 2-minute synopsis of, you know, what it was like to work back then and, you know, how things have changed in the production lines over the years. And of course, then tell us about your Camaro. Congratulations, man. That's awesome. That's a neat one right there.
Yeah. Add more pics.
To our show thing. Yeah.
A great show, Jason and Chris. Please consider making the show longer. We always hear that.
I'm afraid
we're going to just get people bored.
Yeah. We can only talk about so much. You don't really want to hear me run my mouth longer, do you?
These cars are cool. And then, we'll save the rest for next week. There's a bunch more, including a picture of a chick.
Hey, hot stuff.
She's got very, very pink lips.
You just creeped me out in the worst way.
You're like,
I do we have to talk about this now.
Okay. There you go.
Creepy.
Yeah. This is the first time I've actually checked the app messages since I think last time we read these. And geez, yeah.
Well, if you haven't downloaded the app to send us goofy messages,
yeah,
feel free to do so. Chris, you've always got it linked up in the show notes. And
Absolutely.
We're always trying to improve on the app. So please give us your thoughts on it and look for new features and changes to come in the future along with the rest of the website. Oh, speaking of the rest of the website, I almost forgot to do this. We had a slight forum rearrangement in the 2010-2011 forums just to kind of make things a little more streamlined.
Yes.
And we're going to continue to do that with the rest of the site as time goes on. There's just a lot of data to move around, but don't be surprised if you see some changes. Just shouldn't be too confusing.
Nope.
And as always, you know, we thank you for listening. We got to get out of here, I think.
Yeah.
But that's it. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.